How much does a mortgage cost? To understand the total cost of the mortgage, you have to take into account other factors beyond the interest rate. Taxes and tax breaks.
If a mortgage is granted by a bank, the borrower pays a tax equal to 2% of the total amount, 0.25% in the case of the prima casa, primary residence tax break. The tax is withheld directly by the bank, so the sum that the borrower receives is less than the loan amount granted. There may be other taxes relating to the registration of the lien or other formalities. A lien is a security interest in a specific asset, usually real property. The owner, who has applied for the mortgage, may continue to reside in the mortgaged property, rent it, or sell it. If the borrower cannot pay the debt, the lender may foreclose on the property and sell it to use the proceeds to retire the debt. The interest paid on a mortgage for the purchase, construction, or renovation of a primary residence can be deducted from your personal income tax. A primary residence is the home in which the borrower or family members habitually reside, that is, where they live. This definition comes from the tax laws and is used by the revenue agency to determine eligibility for tax breaks. The amount and the conditions for the deduction are set by law. For more information, ask your lender, visit agenciaentrate.gov.it or contact the revenue agency's call center, 848-800-444.
Other costs.
In addition to interest and taxes, you will face other costs. Arrangement fees, the costs of processing and of completing the formalities necessary for mortgage disbursement, which the borrower is usually required to reimburse the lender, which can be either a fixed fee or a percentage of the loan amount. Valuation fee, which may be charged for valuing the property to be mortgaged. Notary fees for the mortgage contract and recording of the lien in land registers. The cost of insurance premium to cover damage to the property and any risks associated with events in the borrower's life that could make it difficult to repay the loan. If the lender requires the borrower to take out a life insurance policy that it also offers, it has to accept any policy that the customer presents or finds on the market, without making any changes to the conditions of the mortgage provided, as long as the policy provides an equivalent level of protection to that proposed by the intermediary. If the customer accepts the insurance policy offered by the intermediary, they must be informed about the commission paid by the insurance company to the intermediary. You must be careful as to how much the policy costs, as the one proposed by the intermediary might be more expensive than others on offer on the market. Arrears charge, if the mortgage installment payment is late. Usually the charge takes the form of a percentage of the amount due, accruing from the due date until the payment is made. Servicing fee. The charge for processing the payment, the complete list of charges, is set out in the general information sheet. If you decide to use a mortgage broker, it is important that you first understand the fee charged, which could be high.
Amortization schedule. The amortization schedule is your debt repayment plan. You must review it carefully. The schedule sets out the amount of the loan, the amount of the individual payments, the date by which the entire loan must be repaid, the frequency of the individual payments, monthly, quarterly, half-yearly, the criteria for calculating the amount of each payment and the outstanding balance. The payment is made up of two components: principal, namely the portion of the loan repaid, and interest, that is, the interest accrued. There are different ways of repaying your loan. In Italy, the most common is a fixed installment repayment plan, composed partly of principal and partly of interest. The principal portion rises over time, while the interest portion falls. At the beginning, the payment is largely made up of interest. Since the interest is calculated on the outstanding loan balance, as the principal is repaid, the amount of interest decreases and the portion applied to principal increases. The change in the ratio of principal and interest could have an impact on your tax deduction, as the deductible amount changes from year to year. Specifically, the deductible interest portion of your repayment will decrease over time. A sample amortization table is included in the European Standardized Information Sheet, ESIS, in Italian, Prospetto Informativo Europeo Standardizzato, PS, relating to fixed-term mortgages for the entire term of the contract and to mortgages that provide for capitalized interest. ESIS, or European Standardized Information Sheet, is a document containing customized information on the mortgage that is needed for the borrower to compare different offers on the market. The ESIS is provided free of charge, soon after the customer provides the lender with information on their requirements, financial situation, and preferences, and in any case, sufficiently in advance of the customer becoming bound by a mortgage contract or offer. The contents of the contract must be consistent with the information contained in the ESIS. Capitalized interest occurs when the interest is not fully repaid with the installment payments and is instead added to the total amount of the outstanding loan. In both cases, once the contract is signed, you can obtain for free from your lender at any time an updated amortization schedule, which should, in any case, be provided to you at least once a year. Example. Let us again look at a 150,000 euro loan with a fixed interest rate of 2.1% with a 20-year amortization repayable monthly. The monthly payment will always be 766 euro, but while the first payment consists of 503 euro in principal repayment and 263 euro in interest, the final payment will be 765 euro in principal and 1 euro in interest.